Chapter 13. And when Simon heard that Tryphon was gathering together a large force to invade the land of Judah and ravage it, and saw that the people were trembling and fearful, he went up to Jerusalem. And there he gathered the people together and exhorted them and said,
"You yourselves know what I and my brothers and my father's house have done for the laws and the holy places, and the wars and the difficulties which we have seen. It was for the sake of these, for the sake of Israel, that all my brothers have perished, and I alone am left. And now, far be it from me to save my own soul in any time of tribulation, for I am not better than my brothers. But I will avenge my nation and the holy places, as well as your women and children, because all the nations out of enmity have gathered together to destroy us."
And as the people heard these words, their spirit was rekindled, and they replied in a loud voice, saying,
"You are our commander in place of your brothers Judah and Jonathan. Fight our wars, and we will do everything which you say to us."
So Simon gathered together all the men who were warriors, and quickly completing the walls of Jerusalem, fortified it on every side. And he sent Jonathan, son of Absalom, to Yafo, and with him a sufficient force. And Jonathan drove out the occupants and remained there. Then Tryphon departed from Ptolemais with a large force to invade the land of Judah. And he brought Jonathan with him as a prisoner. But Simon encamped at Haditha, facing the plain. And when Tryphon recognized that Simon had risen up in place of his brother Jonathan, and that he was intending to meet him in a war, he sent elders to him, saying,
"We are detaining your brother Jonathan on account of the silver which he owed the royal treasury in connection with the offices he held. And now, if you send us 100 talents of silver and 2 of his sons as hostages to guarantee that when he is set free, he will not revolt against us, we will release him."
And although Simon knew that they were speaking deceitfully to him, he sent to get the silver and the boys. Otherwise, he might provoke much enmity among the people, who might say that he perished because Simon did not send him the silver and the boys. So he sent the boys and the 100 talents. But Tryphon broke his promise and would not let Jonathan go. Then Tryphon came to invade and ravage the country, and his soldiers circled around by the road which leads to Adorayim. But Simon and his camp kept moving along opposite him everywhere he went. Now the men in the citadel kept sending elders to Tryphon, urging him to come to them by way of the desert and to send them sustenances. And although Tryphon had readied his cavalry to go, there was a heavy snowfall that night, and he could not go because of the snow. So he departed and went to the Gileadites. But when he was approaching Beth Shikma, he had Jonathan killed and buried there. Then Trufone returned to his own land. And Simon sent for the bones of his brother Jonathan and buried him in Modium, the city of his fathers. And all Israel bewailed him with great lamentation and mourned over him for many days. Then Simon built a monument over the tomb of his father and his brothers. It was made of polished stone, front and back. And he raised it high enough to be seen at a distance. And he set up 7 pyramids facing one another for his father and his mother and his 4 brothers. And as for the pyramids, he devised an elaborate setting. He surrounded them with massive columns on which he placed full suits of armor as a memorial to last throughout the age. And next to the armor, he placed carved ships which could be seen by everyone who sailed the sea. This tomb which he built at Modium still remains to this day. Now Trufone dealt treacherously with the young king Antiochus, and he killed him and became king in his place and placed the diadem of Asia around his head. And this was how he brought great calamity on the land. And Simon, on his part, built up the strongholds of Judah and walled them all around with high towers and thick walls and gates with bars. And he stored up food in the strongholds. Simon also selected men and sent them to King Demetrius with the request for him to grant the country a release from taxation, since all that Trufone did was plunder the land. And King Demetrius sent him a favorable reply to this request and wrote him the following letter.
King Demetrius sends greetings to Simon, the high priest, the friend of kings, and to the elders, and to the Judean people. We have received the gold crown and palm branch that you sent. We are willing to be on most peaceful terms with you, and to write to our officials to grant you release from tribute. Whatever we have guaranteed to you remains in force, and the strongholds that you have built shall remain yours. We remit any oversights and defaults incurred up to now, as well as the crown tax that you owe. Any other tax that may have been collected in Jerusalem shall no longer be collected there. If any of you are qualified for enrollment in our service, let them be enrolled. Let there be peace between us.
This was how, in the year 170, the yoke of the foreign nations was removed from Israel, and the people began to write in their records and contracts.
In the first year of Simon, the great chief priest and general and commander of the Judeans.
In those days, Simon encamped against Gezer and surrounded it with camps. And he made a city destroyer and brought it up against the city. And battered one of the towers captured it. And the men who had been in the city destroyer jumped down into the city, and a great commotion arose in the city. And the citizens, joined by their women and children, mounted the wall with their garments rent and cried out in loud voices, begging Simon to give them his right hand in pledge. And they said,
"Do not treat us according to our wickedness, rather according to your mercy."
So Simon reached an agreement with them and did not wage war against them. And he expelled them from the city, and he purified the houses in which there were idols. Then he entered the city with hymns and songs of praise. And after expelling everything which was unclean, he settled men there who observed the law. And he further fortified it and built a house for himself. But the men in the citadel in Jerusalem were prevented from going out into the country and back to buy and sell. So they suffered grievously from hunger, and many of them perished from starvation. So they finally cried out to receive Simon's right hand, and he consented. And he expelled them from the citadel and purified it from its impurities. And in the year 171, in the second month, on its 23rd day, the Judeans entered the citadel with shouts of praise, and with palm branches, and with harps and cymbals and lyres, and with the singing of hymns and canticles, because a great enemy of Israel had been crushed. And Simon decreed that this day should be celebrated every year with rejoicing. He also further fortified the temple's mountain alongside the citadel, and he and his companions dwelt there. And seeing that his son Yohanan was now a man, Simon made him commander of all his forces, and he dwelled in Gezer.